stretch down in, I got two cut worms wrong in my little finger. They had cut them, the bottom leaves, all around, from half of them either. And we never put no dust there, so maybe that was all the worm. But there was, I think there was two, about three of them, but the worm went right on in the cabbage. Big cabbage, big one. Yeah. Right on the inside. It didn't rain at all, of course, we cut some of it out.
What
do
you have to do to them for
you? Yeah, after that, them get pretty well grown, for the bees filled out. Same way with the English bees. And you shell them, cook them that way.
You're talking about a college, you're growing turnips, raising turnips?
Yeah. I had turnips out high and rutabagas when I went to the hospital. And when I come back, I took a wheelbarrow, just as long as I could roll five wheelbarrows for the turnips. I rolled them out, God. I ordered random. And then some of them was 3 inches across, I was. That big. Nice as top.
What do you call a top so if you just cook the tops? You just say, cook them, I want to mess them.
The top? Yeah. Well, the top gets tough, you know, and you have to pick around and get the tender leaves. Yeah. Throw the tough ones away. And after a month old or so, they get tough too, hard, and you kind of pathy like.
You're talking about corn. What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
Shuck.
You know the corn stalk, that thing at the top of the stalk, what they call that?
Corn stalk goes up and has a tassel on the top. That tassel is, did you ever see one?
Yep.
Well, I couldn't tell you what it looked like. It just different little pieces of something like that. And then that, it has the ear on it, and the shuck goes over the cob and out of the, between every ear, every grain of corn is a silk, a little hair-looking thing. It comes out and comes on out the end of that shell,
yeah,
and makes it what they call the silk. And the silk and tassel, see?
Yeah.
The tassel falls, sheds and falls in that silk and makes the corn grow on the You cut that tassel off, we won't get none in that corn, and it won't be no corn. You can believe our old blister, or just a little fool of cotton or something.
What do they call that? What do you call that corn? You know, it's tender enough to eat right off the cob. What do they call that?
Roasting ears. They call it a roast that way. They take that corn and chuck the cob, chuck off of it and pull all that silk out. Then you can
all that corn on the top.